And I'm to do it in the name of Jesus. But we got it so, but people got it all kind, trying to be different. Trying to be like they, we got to stop this stuff. Like I'm so much better than somebody else. No, if I'm born again, I'm in the body of Christ. If you born again, you're just as much a member, part of the body of Christ I am. Same grace, the same mercy, the same blood that set me free, set you free. I mean, the same grace, the same blood. Now, what's going to make you better? Because your skin a little dark and mine's a little something else. What that got to do with it? You see how Satan have brought confusion in the church? And then when you get ready to believe for miracles, and people need a miracle because we're so full of that stuff, faith don't have any place to operate. We clean our house up. I said, we clean our house up. People that stuck at the house, they're going to get so much fire on their behind and they can't stay at the house. We can create that kind of atmosphere. And they have them excuses, and they already crippled. Some of them crippled in the limb, need to be healed. Lord, I'm seeking your words. Because, listen, I don't care who you are, and that included me. I don't care who you are and what you got. That don't mean God can't do it. Because it don't mean he can't do it because he's already done it. The problem is we haven't learned how to receive it. We have accepted something else. Somebody else said, and God didn't say it. Hello. So he said, now I beseech you, brother, by the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that you all speak the same thing, and that there be no what? Division among you. But that you be what? Perfectly. See, we don't want to fool with that word. We want to keep some distance. We don't want perfectly joined together in the same what? Mind. Same thinking. I think like God. I have the same mindset. Same mind and the same judgment. I say I will not consider trying to justify a man being a woman. Same judgment. But people, you know, the world want to say, you don't want to offend nobody. Give everybody a justice. There ain't no justice to that. God already has spoken. Now, why are you trying to override what he said? If he wants you to be a woman, he'll make you a female. You a male, so act like one. And so don't be trying to say that you acting that stuff. Now, I'm supposed to let you come up before people and try to talk to them. You better go somewhere. And every one of you need to be in the same mindset concerning that issue. Every one of us. And this is why the churches all don't have no power, because they're trying to compromise all that stuff. You can't compromise with the devil. You can't do it. And expect to get results from God. Hello. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So he said, where did we stop? Same judgment. I want to read again. I know I'm going, well, I'm just going to do what I'm told to do. That's the best thing to do. Jaleel, give me Colossians 1:25. I'm going to read that again. I know we're talking about agreement, but when we get understanding, we'll know how to agree. When we get some revelation, some insight, and give me that in the Passion, please. Passion Translation. Now listen to this. I tell you why, this is why I stay open to the Holy Spirit, because sometimes he won't take me a little different what I think and what I have on my pad, you know, scripture. if he want, I told him, because he's in charge, you can take me any way you want to. I'm not trying to impress nobody by how well I got all my stuff together. Amen. He said, for this reason, this is the very reason I have been made a minister. See, you need to know why. I know why I'm made a minister. I wasn't made a minister up here to tickle your ears or try to impress you with how well I can say stuff and do stuff, how well. No, that's not why I was made a minister. I ought to be as eloquent as I can possibly be. And I operate in the level of my knowledge and learning that I have. But I was not made a minister to impress you. But I ought to be prepared to speak correctly to you the truth. I ought to be that. Because I'm up here fumbling around and don't know how to explain the scripture. I don't need to be up here wasting your time. Is that right? He said, for this very reason, I have been made a minister by the authority of God. See? And see, a lot of preachers need to get that. Why were you made a minister by the authority of God? And a servant to his body. So that in his, who? His detail, what? See, God is very detailed in the plan he has. And you're going to try to insert something else in his plan and think he's going to go along with you? No, he's not going to do it. And you're going to ignore him and say, I'm going to do what I want to do when I want to do it. You're not going to get his blessing. I can go 100 different ways now, but I'm going to stay right here. I almost turned there. His detailed plan, now listen to what he said here. So that in his detailed plan, I would do what? Fully equip you with the word of God. That's the only thing that's going to do you some good. That you and I be equipped with the word of God. All this other stuff, trying to impress somebody, and trying to go along with the world and what they are saying, when the devil shows up, that stuff's not going to make the devil leave. All he's going to do is turn him on. You don't have anything to resist him with. So he went on to explain that I may fully equip you with the word of God. Let's go on to the next one. See, once you know this, when he says it like this, there is a what? Divine mystery, a secret. See, I know something that Satan don't know. I know something that other folks don't know. That's why I'm not going to change. And you need to know this secret. So when he shows up to mess up some stuff in your life, you know the secret. You won't be fretting. You won't be upset one little bit. And they come, somebody go, I don't know what I'm going to do. I already know what I'm going to do. I know what to do. Because I know the secret. Ooh. A secret surprise that has been what? Concealed from the world. From generation. They didn't know about it. But now. It is revealed. It's being revealed. Glory to God. Say, thank you, Jesus. It's been revealed. Say, thank you, Jesus. It's been revealed to me tonight. It's been revealed to me tonight. Thank you, Jesus. It's being revealed to me tonight. I'm not ignorant of this secret. I'm not ignorant of it. I know the plan. I know what you want me to do. I know what to do when trouble shows up. And fear is not what I operate in. Ooh, let me hurry. Let me hurry. Oh.